This is a little bit of a different sugya. It's more of like a meta halachic sugya, right? Whereas we're not dealing with like a detail in the halachic system. We're dealing with a shear. Right? Which the one background you have to know is Rambam brings down when it comes to shiurim. He says the shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, meaning kazayas, kibetza, etc. Those all. The question that Gemara is going to take up is how much, what's the amount to drink in order to be over the issur d'oraisa of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Okay, just to get out of the way, eating and drinking are considered one inui, one category of affliction. We don't differentiate between eating and drinking so far as the issur. We do differentiate so far as the amount is concerned. I assume that's fairly intuitive because. Because obviously food and liquids are subject to different measurements, right? Okay. So what does the Mishnah say? So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that you're, at what point are you over the Isra that you're chayv in kares? How much do you have to drink? It says mala lugma. What does mala lugma mean? It's like a mouthful. That's what the Mishnah says, a mouthful, okay? It says a mouthful. So what is it? So the Gemara is Yuma Peyamid Aleph. The Gemara says Amar Rav Yonah Mashmuel Lo Mala Lugma Mamish Elo Kol Sheilu Yisalkenu Litzad Echad VeYira Kim Mala Lugma. Okay, it's always one of my favorite moves the Gemara does. It's where you stick the chaf in front of the word, and it's like a Mala Lugma. Okay, so what would like a Mala Lugma be? Well, what is that? A cheekful. Okay, a cheekful. All right. So we've gone from a mouthful to a cheekful. Right? So the Gemara says, don't like a mala lugmav. What's like it? A cheekful. Okay? Cheekful. Okay? So the Gemara says, yeah, but one second. Veha anant nan mala lugmav. Right? But doesn't the Mishnah say mala lugmav? Right? Mouthful, as the Mishnah says. So the answer is no. The answer is that it means kim mala lugmav. Okay? Right. That's not really an answer. Why is it not an answer? The real question is not what gave them the right to say that. I don't care about that. Oh, what's driving them? Why is the Gemara so insistent on rejecting the possibility that the amount that you drink on Yom Kippur to be chayiv is a mouthful? I mean, doesn't that seem very intuitive? If you're going to pick an amount, forget Rav Yis for a second. Two cheeks, let's say. Says Mala Lugmav. Says Mishnah. So what's the question here? The question here is that we're trying to ascertain, because trying to figure out what's the shear, what's the amount that you're chayiv in, okay? That you've violated the prohibition of drinking on Yom Kippur. How much is it by food? A koseves, right? A koseves across the board. I know. That's a good question. What? And when it comes to eating, we know already it's a kosevis. When it comes to drinking, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mala Lugma. The Gemara says, that doesn't really mean a mouthful, rather it means a cheekful. So I ask you, very simply, okay? Why is the Gemara bothered by a mouthful? Why does it go from mouthful to cheekful? That's one question. Hold on. But there's another more fun question you can ask. Well, I think it's more fun. What's the more fun question to ask here? When you first opened up the Gemara for the first time, I mean, like I kind of hinted this to you before when you guys were preparing. Okay, but if I asked you what the shear is for consuming liquid, what would you say initially? Right, for those who didn't... Because you know Rav Yis. So the easier question to ask, or I'd say the more fun question, okay, is, again, what shear should the Gemara have gone with? If you're going to pick a shear, what shear would you pick? What? Arvius, okay? So yet the Gemara seems to be insistent on using your cheek as a barometer, right? Why? The Mishnah insists on using that. When we talk about a liquid, okay, how much do I have in here? Okay, fine. You need, when it comes to liquids, okay, you need a kli to measure the amount.
Right.
You cannot measure a liquid without a container. Does anyone not understand that idea? Okay? Think about it. Just think logically for a second. You can't measure a liquid without a container. You can measure a solid without a container because you can have something like a kizayas, which means it's an olive amount. Sorry. It requires a kli. It requires a kli. That's the first step you need to take here. Okay? That we're talking about something that, and that's as far as you need to go. We're talking about something that requires, you said it gives it its form. We're going further than that. In other words, it requires this to allow me to measure it. Okay? So that's the case. Revius is a cup size. It's a certain size of the cup.
So is it that
what? Yes. Why not use Revius?
Good.
Al, thank you. So meaning that, just think about this, okay? It's an amazing idea. In my opinion, it's an amazing idea. The Gemara is telling you, what kli do you use to determine, at least at this point, to determine at what point you're over the isser of drinking on Yom Kippur? Say it, Raf. Your personal kli. What's your personal kli? What? Well, hold on. I'll answer that in a second. Let's understand the what first. Okay, what are you using? Your own personal thing. What's that? What is that? That is your cheek, right? Not your mouth. Well, we'll get to that. Now, well, we'll get the mouth for the cheek, but you're using your mouth. Because guess what? When you're drinking, right? When you actually drink, there's no idea of kli. But if you, let's say, you stopped up your gullet for a second, okay, and then allow the water to flow in, what's happening now? Your mouth is filling up with water. So this can be used for measuring, okay? It could be like a kli. Question now is, but let's just answer one last question. To me, it's so easy. Question is, we're trying to figure out what the question is. Is that why here? Why here are we turning to the mouth? Okay, to use that as my kli. Okay, objective here is to determine what is defined as an action of drinking to make me liable in Yom Kippur. Okay, remember, a shear and a maisa go hand in hand. I think everybody here would agree that if I a drop of water, if there's a drop of water that falls in my mouth, is that considered drinking?
No.
You don't drink a drop, right? So we need some. Yeah, right. There has to be some amount that's considered an action of drinking. So I ask you now, if we're trying to determine what the maisa shasiya is, right? Right. No, but forget the use subjective part of it. What would make the most sense to use to determine what the amount of drinking is? Your mouth clay, right? That's exactly what you would use. But guys, we're trying to determine what is defined as the act of drinking, and you require an amount to determine that. So what the Mishnah is telling you is that what's the simplest, most logical thing to use? All right, to determine that, I'll tell you what: your mouth kli, because you drink with your mouth, right? So why not use your mouth kli, so to speak, to come up with that amount? That's going to tell you, how would you know when you had something to drink based on your mouth kli? Gemara says, when we come to measuring our mouth kli, right? What's the first measurement the Gemara comes up with? The Mishnah says mala lugma, which means what? Now, if I asked you, what does a mouthful mean insofar as a maisa shasiya is concerned, insofar as an act of drinking? What? No, more than that. What is a mouthful? What? The filling of your kli, of your mouth, is a complete act of drinking. Think about it for a second. If I closed off my throat and I poured water into my mouth, at what point can I say logically that I've now done an action of drinking? At the point where my mouth is full. Then when I swallow, I meant by a little hard to, when I swallow, what can I say? I've now done a complete act of drinking. That is a complete act of drinking. You understand? So that's why the Gemara says, if you want to define what a maisa shasiya is, if you want to define the act of drinking, the most logical place to start is, well, again, using mouth kli, is when that kli is filled. Yeah. In other words, on Yom Kippur, we're not looking for the complete maisa shasiya. We're looking for a quantity. What? For, we're looking for the minimum definition you can have of a maisa shasiya. It's getting you out of the thinking of a maisa shasiya so far as purely looking at the kli, which would be a complete, just to the minimum amount that's necessary to be chayav karis. You understand? That's the difference. We're looking for a minimum. The minimum shear. And in other words, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The Gemara is saying, why do we not take into account, right? Why, and remember, this is why I'm saying the Gemara never assumed that the Mishnah actually meant a mouthful. Because if we're looking for the purest expression of an act of drinking of a maisa shasiya, of course it means a mouthful. Because my mouth kli is filled. But the thing is, we're looking for the minimum amount you could ever define a maisa shasiya as. And what's the minimal amount? We're going to say a cheekful. Because a cheekful means there is a filling of the kli. Yeah. What Raf refers to as being machmer is the variable of Yom Kippur. That's what's coming in and telling us go by the minimal expression of a ma'aseh shasiyah. So the minimal expression is a filling of your cheek.
So then why was
no? The Gemara says 1 second. Meisvei kama yishtev yechaya b'shamay omrim revius. So automatically, what do you see by b'shamay? B'shamay holds what? He holds revius, meaning that none of this subjective nonsense. He says, what do we do? Right, exactly. B'shamay says. What? I don't cheeks. We don't use cheeks. What do we say? We say Revius. No. Beis Hillel holds what? Mala Lugmav. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Kim Mala Lugmav. And Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maaseiah says, Gemiyah. What's Gemiyah? Okay, so now we got it. Now we have a very complicated thing here. Well, hold on. Let me just get the facts down. This is very complicated. Let me just inject what Rashi, how the Gemara and Rashi relearns the position so we get them all down. So you have like this. You have... All right, so Beishamai holds what? Beishamai holds Revius, right? Then you have, I don't even care who they are. And then we have, who's the last guy? Okay, so now, what does it say? Beishamai holds what? Revius, okay? One position holds fat cheek, one position holds regular cheek, and last position holds gemiyah, okay? So now you're faced with this, okay? And now, based on what I said in the beginning, or what we're saying in the beginning, this should become a lot easier to kind of comprehend, because automatically, if you're going to categorize it, how would you divide these up? Okay, let's assume, okay, now you can use the words objective, subjective.
What was the last one?
Gemiyah, sip. Sorry, I'll put that as a sip.
Will you read that sip?
That's some good water.
So what is
what do you mean? There's no more full mouth. We're done with full mouth. We're
not, no, that was just the Mishnah.
Yeah, that's just the Mishnah. But it never meant full mouth. It meant half mouth. It meant this side. Nah, it doesn't bother me so much. So look, so now you have Revius, Fatshi. So just without getting into any svaras, how would you start categorizing this? So one person said objective. So where do you draw the line? Show me, where do you draw the line?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, this is definitely objective.
Okay.
Objective plea, subjective plea, and action.
So yeah, it's here would be here. And
well, I just want a line. Where would you draw the line? Where would you say?
I wouldn't draw a line.
You would? I wouldn't.
No, I'm saying objective. These two are definitely subjective.
Okay, good.
Sip is kind of in the middle.
No,
it's an objective announce. Okay, these three are all holding it subjective because you can't tell me a sip is universal. How's that possible? Now, Raf, now these two positions are very easy to define. Okay, he's obviously holding we go based on an objective shear. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? It's just an action alone, meaning there's no idea of kli. Not even shear, kli. There's no measurement. It's just simply the minimal amount. When I say amount, I don't mean a shear. In other words, the most minimal action you could define as an act of drinking would be to sip. Okay, think about that. That's not such a crazy svara. When you drink your coffee, you sip it. That's the minimal intake, not a drop, because a drop doesn't register as anything. At least there's no mice by a drop. But it's the smallest action of drinking you can do is a sipping action. But it's devoid of a fixed quantity. It's impossible. So I agree. This guy's here and this guy's here. What are you about these guys? Fat cheek versus regular cheek. That's a little trickier. Okay, one cheek to hold. So what do I have to do? It's like. Okay, that's your cheek full. The other cheek says, no. What is it? It's the amount that goes into my cheek. I mean, I don't have to blow my cheek out. I come along, I take my hand, I have these awesome magical powers, and I take this, and I stretch it. Okay, I stretch it. So now, how much does it fill?
26.
50. Okay.
28.
What I do, I stretch this, and now it's capable of holding more. Right? So now, if that's true, I'd say... So there's two logical ways to look at that now. How do you look at this now? There's now that I stretched it, what do you say? What? It's not. Well, okay, but let's say I could if I wanted to. Whatever. It's an elastic bottle. One side is going to say that if this bottle could be stretched to be 40, from 20 to 40, okay? I don't care how I do it, but it can.
It's a rubber bottle.
It's a rubber bottle, okay? But in its natural state, it's 20. But by stretching it, it's only through stretching it that I can fill to 40. So what I would say is that, one way to look at it is that all along, this bottle has in it what?
40.
40. That's fat cheek. Fat cheek is going to say, your cheek, this side, your kli cheek, can fill how much?
40 feet.
Fat. Meaning, whatever that amount is. That's how much it can fit. Right? Because that's, even it's true that I have to go ahead and puff my cheek out, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist within it the potential for it to be filled up by whatever that amount is. So therefore, on. So that side's saying what? That side's saying that fat cheek makes sense. That's the maximum, that's the actualization of the potential holding capacity of my cheek. Everyone's right about one thing. Everyone's right about saying that it's in its natural state. The natural state of your cheek is not, it's just simply whatever fills up your cheek. I agree with that. I think a very good point. Josh is saying there's something extra going on here. In other words, there's the resting state, and then I got to puff my cheek out in order for the water to fill it. Everyone's making the next logical step, which is very good. Everyone's making the next logical step, which is that there's some action involved now. You're doing something, you know, resting state means natural. I'm doing something to puff out my cheek. But I'd say, so what if I'm doing something? So therefore what? What's wrong now? What's the problem? It's not the same kli anymore. If I have to go ahead and do this to fill up my cheek, that is not the same cheek anymore. Your cheek is defined by whatever it fills in its natural state. That's what you mean, Josh, that's what natural means. Natural means that in its normative state, this is what it is. If I have to expand it, that's not the same kli anymore. Not the same kli. That's what it's saying. Okay? That's the machlokas. Machlokas is, do you say that when it comes to the cheekful, that it goes based on your resting state, and therefore any change, anything I got to do to it, will by definition mean it's a different kli? Or say, no, I go by the maximum, the actualization of the maximum potential that exists inside the cheek. That's the machlokas. Okay? Last point, this whole sugya is probably the most abstract point. This is the hardest point. This is the hardest point. This is a very difficult point. And I have an approach, right? Approach, which I think is a good approach. And I think it's as far as you can go. So what's the last thing the Gemara says? The last thing the Gemara says is what you guys have been bothered with all along. The Gemara says, I'm paying the bays. Yeah. Because we're running out of time. I want you guys to think about this. It's a great question. The Gemara says, why should Achila be different than Shasia? Meaning, by Achila, okay, let's pretend we have a table of four people sitting at the table. Four people sitting at the table. We have Og Melchabashan, who's a giant. We have a dwarf. We have a 500-pound male. And let's say, I don't care if it's female or male. And we have a 100-pound male. All sitting at the same table. Okay? What? When I say fat, I mean width. Okay? They're all sitting at the table. And there's four date-sized pieces of food. Okay? So guess what? It doesn't matter how big, small, tall, short you are. Right? If you consume the date, you've done what? Akiva, what have you done? If you eat a date on Yom Kippur, a date-sized amount of food, you're over Nisr D'Oraisa. Doesn't matter how big or small or fat or whatever, it's irrelevant. Okay? But the Gemara says, yeah, but by drinking, it's subjective. Why should that be? Why should we say... Now, the Gemara is paskening Mali Lugmav. Just understand that. Obviously, this question is applied by Revius. Okay? So saying, by a cheekful, why should cheekful be subjective? So the Gemara offers an extremely opaque, cryptic answer. It says, because Amalei Abaye... Kibluhu d'Rabbanan, by a koseves, that is mesva daite. Okay? If I eat a date amount, there's some sort of resting of my mind. But less than that amount, I don't produce a resting of the mind. However, by drinking, he says, b'shasia, b'dide mesva daite, for you, right, it's yishuv das, but for Akiva, it may not be yishuv das.
So is there a different sort of commandment on...
How do you define a shear of liquid versus a shear of a solid?
Kli versus its own.
We need a kli. Okay? The kli is what gives us this amount. So, with that said, I ask you, how do we define the difference?
No kli.
How do you relate to food? Food is, by definition, what?
Edible.
By, what?
Edible.
Yes. Right. So, in the property of food itself, it lends itself to what? To kizayas, koseves, a piece of bread, a steak. There's discreteness that naturally applies to food. Okay? But by liquid, like we said before, there's nothing discrete about liquid. Liquid requires this to give it the quantity. Okay? You can't have that without this. Meaning liquid on its own is what?
Liquid.
It's not subject to this type of thing. Hold on. What?
I mean, yes, it is.
Oh, I'll take it in a second. Hold on.
Pour water.
You give it. No! That's not true. It's water.
But
The Gemara is saying that the minimal amount that a person can sense he's consumed something is objective and food and subjective. But why? Because by food we relate to them as discrete entities. I had a burger. I had a slice of pizza. But liquid doesn't lend itself to it. Liquid, I got to take something external to the liquid and then give it its amount, give it its quantity.